Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is Mickey Desai again. I'm your host for this week's episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I am greatly honored to have on the line again Dennis Patoko, who is the founder, publisher, and editor-in-chief of BizCatalyst 360 and the chief encouragement officer for Good Works 360. Dennis, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Nice to talk to you again, Mickey.
Thank you. And last episode, we left off with, we had just broached the conversation surrounding Good Works 360 and its relevance to the nonprofit sector. We had said that the average nonprofit should be able to, you know, there's actual benefits involved in being a nonprofit that's not quite in startup mode anymore, but maybe not one of the big boys on the scene. And that there's work that they could do within Good Works 360 that could benefit them. And could you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. Back to the where I left off last week in the last episode, what we've discovered, we've learned, you know, we've given back over the last year. We've engaged a lot of nonprofits. But I have to say, Mickey, we've probably learned more than we've given. As much as we've been involved in nonprofits, we were getting deeper and deeper into the trenches with these nonprofits around the world. So culturally and otherwise, we've learned a lot. The first thing I'm going to touch upon that I ended with last week, we've learned that we've met some amazing, simply amazing nonprofits. And I always use the word, when we reach out to them, we're looking for good nonprofits. I use the word good because good can be defined a lot of ways. But what we mean by that is, number one, the money that comes in goes where it belongs, because you see all the press clippings about the bad nonprofits and how the money didn't go in the right bucket or too much went for fancy salaries. So they're good, and we can verify that through different ways. But so a good nonprofit, but and we're learning there's some ones, they're out there with the great missions. They've got the passion. So they've got all these pieces of a wonderful pie. And here's their challenge. I'm going to use a good example. Boise, Idaho. Great nonprofit, great mission, plenty of passion, money goes where it belongs, but nobody knows they're there except their local community. And yet if people like you or me, Mickey, could see what they do, whoever they are, and see their cause and see their impact and see their commitment, you would gladly, at least you would write a check. If you were local, you might volunteer. If there was something else you could do using your tools and your talent, you'd probably do it for them. So we learned very early on that we got this a little bit backwards. Rather than jumping right in and seeing if we can help them with their operating thing or their board or their social media or their marketing, let's get to know them better. So we started doing what we call a World Changers at Work interviews. WOW is the acronym. And what it is, it's 10 questions that we would ask them. And we're doing it for two reasons. Number one, it allows them to tell their story the way they want it to be told in whatever time it takes them to tell it. So we'll send you an interview. You might give it back to us in 2 months, but you're thinking it through. So they're effectively, and the questions are designed to lead them through the charge of how they talk about there. But the last question is always the same, and that is, how can we help? Or better yet, how can our global audience help you? So we get their interview, we publish it, we dress it up, we give pictures, we put their logos, we put a donate button on it, we ship that around the world through our sister site, BizCatalyst, and it starts to light up their phones figuratively in terms of things that they need. The second thing that does for us is it tells us who they are and where they came from. So now we're better positioned as a kind of a nonprofit, I'm sorry, a pro bono consulting thing, which is what we do through Good Works. We're better positioned to understand maybe where we can impact then. And that opens up a dialogue for them to go back to our Good Works 360 website, go through our menu of services, and tell us where you think you need help. Very important point here that I'll make, though. We don't do the work for them. We teach them how to do it because we want to leave them empowered to carry on beyond our engagement. So we will hold their hand. We'll make sure they're good at it. We'll give them the expertise. It'll all be virtual. But when we leave, they're capable of carrying on. It's like that old analogy about teach a man to fish or you know, give him a fish. So, and we learn that along the way because otherwise we do the work, we leave, and it collapses, whatever it might be. So another learning experience. And part of our learning, you mentioned it earlier, is because we've been involved in nonprofits locally. I've been I was chairman of the board of a big nonprofit here in Tampa. I'm still on that same board. And I learned so much from the board table down versus from the trenches up. I think you need both kinds of knowledge. My wife was involved from the office operations level up. So behind the scenes, we were seeing a very large local nonprofit, how it functions and where the needs are, and you know, some of the symptoms of nonprofits and where they need to change going forward.
What do you think some of those larger issues are for nonprofits in general these days?
I'll cover that in a moment. What we did along the way is we're getting deeper and deeper into these nonprofits and then comparing them to our own experience. We've become more proactive versus reactive, which means on one hand, we're dealing with nonprofits, we're helping them, we're consulting with them around the world. On the other hand, we're starting to pick up some symptoms. And the best way to define it is these things called silos, which I know it's used in the normal business world or the profit, but a silo is creating this little culture, if you will, where you kind of defend your turf and you don't want things to change and you're stuck in this bubble. We've seen so many nonprofits, including ones we're involved here, where they're in that bubble. They really need to change. They're so deep into the forest, they don't see the trees. As outsiders, we can see where they can go from where they are today, which in many cases, they're good, but they're on that cusp between good to great. We know we can get them to great based on our experience. Our challenge, where you wouldn't think this would be an issue, and Mickey can remember, we're coming in, we're giving them free time, free resources. You think they would open their doors and say, come on down, we need help. We're bumping up against those silos. And so that's the operating culture. The other thing we're bumping up against is the egos that surround those silos. And the last thing would be what we're inventing our own words now. We call it the Gaga board. And the Gaga board, which means go along and get along. You joined the board 10 years ago. You've been on the board a long time. You're all happy. You've all, you know, sing the praise of the executive director. You all know there's things should be changed, but the money's coming in, so why should we change? So why should we bring in an outside consultant, even if they're free, to give us advice, because we're doing fine without them? And yet, as an outside consultant, we can see they don't have a succession plan. They don't have this. They don't have that. So we didn't expect in a nonprofit world we would come up against resistance, particularly when the price is free. But we're learning that free isn't the only story here. You've got to poke through that culture. And we're making headway, but we're becoming more proactive. I'll just quickly tell you how we're doing that. We're beginning to write our own articles on our website to talk about some of the needs of nonprofits, some of the needs we're seeing. In terms of this silo mentality, we have become affiliated with a number of other nonprofit consultants, not free like us, but in the trenches, non-consultants that are seeing the same thing we're seeing. And so now behind the scenes, we're collaborating a little more and trying to put our thoughts into writing and publishing articles on the topic and sharing it across all the nonprofit forums on Facebook, on LinkedIn, wherever. So we're trying to affect change where we thought we would just be helping them change.
Right. It's an interesting set of challenges. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, the Gaga board. I think there's an entire book that can be written on the various different kind of board dynamics that exist in the nonprofit sector. Yeah. And I still run into boards where folks, I mean, I shouldn't say this out loud too often, but I've seen one board that didn't have a quorum in attendance for over 2 years, which in this state is not just bad leadership. It's also illegal. But yeah, I think there's an entire book that could be written about board culture by itself. And yeah, if I can help you with that, let me know.
Well, so we've talked this whole thing. It's interesting because when I said that our Biz Catalyst kind of coincides, Biz Catalyst, the theory behind that was always going to be what we call constructive disruptions, which means we're going to upset the apple cart in the publishing industry by doing it constructively. If you think about it, that's what we're trying to do in a nonprofit world now, constructive disruption, breaking through those silos, breaking through those walls. And it's always for the greater good of the nonprofit. I'll just close on that thought with one thing. If we can just get more of these nonprofit leaders to put the mission above all else, which is where it should be, we'd be doing fine. Unfortunately, you get to a size or a mentality or a culture where the mission almost becomes secondary to who's in charge and what they're doing and change and all those other things.
Right. Right. Dennis, real quick, how can we tell our audience to find GoodWorks 360 and what should they be looking for there?
All right. Well, anybody that would like to share, to get involved either on a volunteer basis with us virtually or just learn more about what we do, or if you happen to have a nonprofit in your community that you think might benefit, just go to goodworks360.com. Our entire story is there and how to reach us and where to go from there and all the services that we offer.
Excellent. Great. Thank you for taking the time today. I know you've got a very busy day in front of you. I do hope our paths can cross again in the future. We could do a little more recording maybe in 2020.
Sure. That'd be wonderful. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Dennis. And to our audience, thank you as always for joining us for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. We will look forward to seeing you in about a week with another fantastic episode. Have a great day.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.